My name is Reverend Richard Boley, and it is my blessing and privilege to be with you this morning as we greet the light that shines down on this day. If you are joining us for the first time, there are opportunities to join in either responsively or together. I will be reading everything, but I invite you to join in the bold parts. Also, as we begin this time, I invite you to grab a candle and bring it to wherever you're praying this day, as we create this space together. If you don't have a candle, let us gather around this light. As we greet this day, as we greet this light, the light of Christ that lives within each of us, it is with us after the sun goes down, and it is with us through the night. It is with us now as we greet the light. We light this candle as a symbol of that light that lives in us, that light that guides us from the very beginning of our day to the end of our days. Guide us, O Christ, we pray. I invite you to join me responsively in the reading from Psalm 66. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. As we are reminded of God's steadfast love for each and every one of us, let us sit in this moment of music as we reflect. God's love for us is deep and wide, greater than anything that we can know. So let us bring our brokenness to the one who knows us so well. Let us offer together our prayer of confession. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives, we go about our day without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you in the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. Because each day we are born anew in God's creation. Each day we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. Let us now turn to Paul's first letter to the Corinthians and reflect on the love that is talked about there. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part, but when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these, is love. This is a familiar reading, one that we have often heard at weddings over the years as people have proclaimed their love for each other. But this passage isn't really about that kind of love. It does speak to a deep love that we are called to have for one another, but it is a more communal love, a love that we are called to have for our neighbors, for our friends, for strangers. A deep love that God has for all of creation. A love that was expressed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us reflect on that kind of love and how we can embody it in our own lives. Let us take a moment for reflection on this love. As we greet this day and as we welcome this light into our lives, we come before you, O God, with much on our hearts. Some of it is the weight of worry for a world in need of your healing touch. Some of it is the gratitude that we would show you for the blessings that we are able to find even in these hardest of days. Hear us as we offer prayers of concern and thanks. And as we lift our prayers to you, lift our burdens from our shoulders, if only for a moment. Because we feel you in this moment, O God. As we hear your word and offer prayer, we can feel the movement of your spirit in and through this time. Guide us through and from this moment into the next as we strive to be followers of your Son. Remind us also that these are not the only moments that you are with us. We can feel your presence in the midst of worship and prayer, but you are in every moment, saturating our lives. Help us to feel that presence, especially in those moments when we feel lost and alone. Even as we acknowledge your presence in our lives, we give thanks for it. It is a constant gift. We give thanks for this day. It might feel more like winter than spring, but we can see the green of life bursting from the ground and through the snow to remind us that new life is happening all around us. We give thanks for our friends and family, some we see every day because they are a part of our home lives, and others we may not have seen face to face in months. Guide us, O God, to stronger bonds in this time of disconnect. Help us to hold one another close, even though we are at a distance. Encourage us to use other forms of technology to keep those relationships going. For all the blessings in this world for which we are thankful, hear our gratitude in the silence of this moment. We come before you in gratitude, but we also come with burdens of worry and care. Hear our prayers for all who are fighting COVID-19 in their own way. For those who have contracted the virus and fight daily, hear our prayers. For those who have had to watch loved ones struggling with this illness from afar, hear our prayers. For frontline workers who have been keeping us safe, healthy, and fed, hear our prayers. For those who have recovered, hear our prayers. For all who live in fear of this virus because of what we have seen it do to our world, hear our prayers. We also pray for those who have lost much during this time of pandemic. For those who've lost their jobs and aren't sure how they're going to make ends meet, hear our prayers. For those who have lost their home and don't know where to go, hear our prayers. For families who have lost loved ones during this time, both because of the virus and unrelated to it, and have had to put their grieving on hold, hear our prayers. For all those who feel like they have lost themselves in the shifting sands of these times, hear our prayers. Hear now our deep worries and concerns that weigh on our heart, that cannot find word, but long to have a voice. Hear them in the silence of this moment. Lastly, O God, we pray for ourselves. You know us intimately, but we ask for these things especially. For your strength to stand when the weight of our worries bears us to the ground. For your courage to face whatever may come out of the unknown of tomorrow. For your light to guide us all the way. We ask for these things, O God. And these are the prayers of your people. Prayers of thanks and concern, prayers spoken and unspoken. And we offer them to you, bound together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As we blow out our candles, let us offer together this prayer for guidance. The light of a candle is fleeting, but your light, O Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. Guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. Now go into the rest of your day with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, that you might be carried to wherever God is already at work and needs your gifts. Amen.